You are listening to the audio edition of The Economist.
Still in the Europe section.
Moscow and Russia. Lutskov versus Kremlin. Behind a small dispute over housing in Moscow is a bigger story.
In their menacing black helmets and commando-style boots, the Moscow bailiffs look like an occupation force spreading fear and destruction along the banks of the Moskva River. A settlement there, called Rekhnik, has become a theatre of war between its residents and Yuri Lushkov, Moscow's mayor, a war that the Kremlin could yet exploit to shift one of Russia's most entrenched political heavyweights. Hostilities broke out last month when bulldozers, accompanied by armour-clad police and plainclothes thugs, entered Rekhnik at 4 a.m. Soon the first house tumbled and people's belongings were flying from the windows. Their owners stood outside in temperatures of minus 20 degrees Celsius, contemplating bills for demolition services. The city said it was acting on a court decision that ruled the houses illegal. It tried to stir up public anger by portraying the residents as impudent oligarchs. The residents, in turn, called it a raid on their land by insatiable city officials and paraded a few poor old folk. They drew attention to a similarly illegal neighbourhood on the opposite riverbank, where luxury multi-million dollar flats are occupied by government ministers on modest salaries. In fact, Rekhnik residents are neither oligarchs nor poor. They are typical representatives of the burgeoning consumer class that has done well from the past decade's oil-fueled growth. They also form the support base for Vladimir Putin, now Russia's prime minister. Portraits of Mr. Putin and of Dmitry Medvedev, who took over as president in 2008, are posted at the entrance to Rekhnik, a sign of faith that a good czar may step in to keep off a bullying local boss. On January 31st, dozens of Rekhnik residents demonstrated peacefully in the centre of Moscow. They did not join a nearby demo in which political activists protesting against the Kremlin's abuse of the constitution were brutally dispersed by police. Occasionally, vested interests and political demands do overlap. In Kaliningrad, on the Baltic, a crowd of 10,000 came out this week to demonstrate against high taxes on foreign cars and to call for Mr. Putin's resignation. But Russian social protests remain mostly atomized, posing little real threat to the Kremlin. In some cases, including Rekhnik, social discontent can also be used by the Kremlin as a lever against powerful local rivals. Mr. Lushkov has been mayor of Moscow since 1992. There is little love lost between him and the Kremlin. Mr. Lushkov once had his own presidential ambitions. He worked with Mr. Putin at first, but all attempts to break up his Moscow fief, which is fortified by its own courts, police and media, have invariably failed. Last year, the Kremlin dented Mr. Lushkov's political machine by firing his police chief. The Rekhnik row gives the Kremlin extra ammunition. This may not be the last straw against Lushkov, but it is certainly another one, says an insider. State television has fiercely attacked Mr. Lushkov. A civic council set up by the Kremlin has now forced the demolition of houses in Rekhnik to be suspended. Mr. Lushkov's term ends next year. The question is whether he will be allowed to serve it out. Predictions of Mr. Lushkov losing his job have been both frequent and wrong. One reason is that he has such deep roots that removing him risks destabilizing the capital. Another is that Moscow is such a lucrative territory that the prospect of replacing Mr. Lushkov stirs feuds between the various Kremlin clans. A fight between Mr. Lushkov and the Kremlin does not mean that either party is a force for good. As the rent-seeking capital of Russia, Moscow is notoriously corrupt. Mr. Lushkov's wife, Yelena Baturina, who is now Russia's richest woman, has consistently denied that she owes her fortune in the construction business to her husband's position. Yet an opinion poll by the Levada Center has found that 65% of Muscovites believe the contrary. The removal of Mr. Lushkov would be unlikely to make Moscow either more transparent or less corrupt, but it would bring it more under the Kremlin's control. What started as a redistribution of garden plots in a Moscow suburb may finish with a distribution of much juicier assets.